This is the Swannanoa Journal, brought to you by the Environmental Leadership Center of Warren Wilson College.
This is Sandy Pfeiffer, Warren Wilson College. Two Sundays ago, I jogged along the Swannanoa River on a day more like summer than fall. The river ran fast and high from recent storms, and I remembered that I had not paddled it during my over 3 years at the college, even though I had often thought about doing so. Now there was no excuse. So within an hour, I had my kayak at the river's edge near the college farm. Feeling confident, I slipped the boat into the river, only to nearly capsize when trying to clear a fallen tree. Then I realized this venture might be more than I anticipated. Soon the rhythmic paddling transported me from daily concerns to poignant memories of past boat trips with family and friends. My reverie ended, however, when I heard fast water ahead at a spot I remembered from my morning jog. Although the river drop had seemed slight from the trail that morning, now it looked formidable. And of course there had to be three people watching from the trail. "You can do it," a hiker yelled. "Just stay to the center." So I followed his advice and shot over the ledge, regaining confidence along the way. Then I began to focus more on surroundings and less on survival. Beyond the college property, the river flowed by surprisingly steep cliffs, as well as old houses at the shore's edge, newer homes on stilts, and large, ugly drainage pipes. I also noticed that the fresh scent of the forest at the start of the trip was replaced by odors from nearby trash and sewage fairly well into the trip. Then by the end, the primary smell was fast food exhaust from restaurants on Tunnel Road. Ah, civilization. Three other experiences that afternoon stayed with me. First, I traveled with a great blue heron, who repeatedly would allow me to get fairly close before flying downriver to a new spot. Then right before my takeout point by Tunnel Road, it let me pass under the tree where it was perched before it flew upriver, seeming to acknowledge that our joint venture had ended, or so I imagined. Second, I flipped the boat when I met a stretch of the river where storms had formed a narrow channel. Failing to avoid that channel, unfortunately I entered it at an angle and capsized, with the boat then becoming jammed against a tree in the water by the current. I finally managed to drag it to the rocky shoreline, bail it out, and get back in, humbled again by this little river. Third, I encountered an authentic Good Samaritan. When reaching the Tunnel Road Bridge, I left the river and pulled my kayak up a ravine to a point near the road. There I was met by the co-manager of a temporary residence for veterans, which was once a hotel. He kindly offered me use of a phone to call for a ride, gave me a tour of the facility, and praised the work done there by members of the Warren Wilson community on service trips. My journey had closed nicely by my receiving kindly help from a fellow whose organization benefits from the work of Warren Wilson students, faculty, and staff. Perhaps the main lesson for me on this paddling venture is one we learn throughout our lives, namely that we're all in the same boat together and we need to give each other a hand. This has been Sandy Pfeiffer, Warren Wilson College.
The Swannanoa Journal is brought to you by the Environmental Leadership Center of Warren Wilson College, characterized by its distinctive mission of the liberal arts, work, service learning, internationalism, and environmental stewardship for each student.